Lovely. So I just wanted to keep this much more informal today, as you might have noticed. It is Saturday after all, whatever that means these days. And just to open up for questions and answers, because usually at this point in the course, there's a lot of questions coming up, perhaps around specific karmic patterns and vasanas that are coming up in terms of, the causality lesson. And things are getting deeper, things are getting stirred up to be resolved, which is a very good thing, but it doesn't always feel so good. So just wanted to give some time to throw it open for questions, really. So if anybody wants to share anything or ask any questions, now is a really good time to do so. And I'd urge you to share, because it really helps everyone else that is participating in this. And there's people that can't join us live, same with every session, but that will be able to watch this afterwards and really get something out of it. Whatever you might have guessed by now, whatever problem you're having in your awakening, I've already had it and I've already done it. And everyone else on the course will also be having the same problem, perhaps manifesting in a different way. But that'll really be beneficial if everyone would like to share. So, the drill, hopefully. Yep, Rich is off and running. There we go.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, good. You're quick there. You've all
Yeah,
tried.
well, it was just more, well, I've said before, but often I'll have questions in my head, but I'll just think, oh no, it's a bit daft or whatever. But then, like you were saying, I realize that often everyone's going through the same things. And that, as some of people may have noticed, this morning I commented that, like, yesterday we're having a real thing about about causality and about changing things out there. Right, yeah, everything will be fine once I've changed this and changed that. And just more a comment, realize, just to realize that that isn't true. And also that I'd fallen into the, because causality is the other way around, as I learned last time I did the course. Not only is it not true that I need to change anything out there, but also that I fell into the trap. I kind of, my brain went, yeah, you're right, you don't need to change anything out there, you just need to change in here. But that's
Yeah,
not true
and
either. That's a trick.
that's really good that you brought that up, actually, because first we're all trying to change out there so we feel better in here, and then we get all spiritual, and the last place the ego hides out for a while is exactly what you said. All right, I see how it works now. Let me work on myself here, and then it'll change everything out there. If I just get awake enough, all my problems out there are going to go away, which is where I lived for about 10 years, and it really didn't work so well. Which you probably noticed too,
Nope.
you
But you pointed out that, the magic of it is, I mean, I was giving the example of being sat in a traffic jam to Sarah this morning. I was saying that when I accept and go, okay, everything's as it should be right now, then it changes anyway. Not because I want it to, but because I'm accepting the moment. So I
Yeah.
give you an example. I often have this. So let's say I were late to, let's say I'm late to get to satsang, okay, and I'm getting stressed in the traffic, and then I get a message while I'm sat in the car saying, oh, satsang's delayed by an hour. I don't
Yeah.
end up an hour later. So suddenly something on me will relax and I'll go, oh, I don't need to worry about the traffic now. And because I relax, the traffic will immediately relax as well. And
Yeah. Yeah.
so,
And
so
it's just trusting
anecdotally.
that's how life is, isn't it? If you come from that perfection, even though your experience may be screaming at you that it's not perfect, that something needs to change. And as I know, you and I have had many a conversation about causality, but it's good because it shows just how it's not easy to grasp at first. Because you relax into, if I'm coming from my own perfection, then that everything is how it's supposed to be right now, then it's going to reflect that out there, isn't it?
Could you say that again? Sorry, I got lost.
just that if you're coming from your own perfection, if you're even you're not allowing your experience to dictate that something isn't right in this moment, and you're insisting that everything is as it should be, even though you may want it to change in the next moment, everything is exactly how it is in this moment, then it begins to change out there anyway. And
Yeah.
has to change out there because out there is a reflection. is also you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that becomes clearer, doesn't it? And what this is your, you've been through this cycle before, with, and you've been, ever since you first did the course, you've been going through ever finer loops of causality, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, and then sort of seeing, hang on a minute, this is not really how, this is how reality works.
Yeah. I'm starting to, as you, something you said a while ago, I'm starting to sort of get in front of the process.
Good.
And recognizing that all the different tricks are such that ego will play, and getting in front of that. And it is possible. And the questioning, funnily enough, the questioning, the contemplation for me seems to be, I find to be the best way to do that. It just shortcuts it straight away.
It's immediate, isn't it? You know, I'm either believing this thought that something needs to change, or I'm questioning if that's true. And it's immediate in its response. Because I immediately feel better because I'm not believing any thoughts. You can't be asking the question and believing at the same time. And then because you feel better, you're suddenly not needing anything to change. And ironically, then everything changes to what you want it to be anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, I've spent a long time being egotistical and try to change and manipulate everything. And I know that can change in a heartbeat. I know it can. And there's no point in making excuses saying, oh, it'll take a long time to change. But what I will say is I'm learning, and I feel like I'm learning quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And you see, you know, when you turn it around in certain areas, you see that when I'm just not allowing the experience that's happening right now to dictate where I'm going to orient myself, that something's wrong, something's desperately needs fixing, you know, even though it looks like it, then I'm going to experience something very different. And then you get more confidence and sort of clarity and confirmation of how it actually works. You know, that manifestation is always getting better. Anyway, naturally by itself, it's improving, isn't it? And we just get out of the way of that process. First, we need a question to do that. And secondly, and afterwards, we just go, if I just leave it alone, it's going to look much more wonderful than I could ever make it be through my own desire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Makes me think of me splashing about in the water, trying to get it to be still.
Right. Isn't it still? Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you realize you're doing that, you can stop, you know, and it's one of those traps, you know. I was so sure that I needed this, that, and the other to be, I needed to be more awake in the end, which is what you started with, which I think is great. When an ego flips causality on its head, all right, all this will fix itself. I can't change any of it out there, so I'm going to work on myself in here. But if that works coming from that place, if I'm not already the noumenon, then you're just on another hiding to nothing, aren't you? You know?
And I feel that my identity has definitely moved much more towards, I already am that. I might not fully realise it, but I know that I am that. And it's a knowingness that's really starting to sink it. Before, it was kind of an intellectual knowing, like, oh yeah, that makes sense, I get that. But I feel like it's starting to travel down where I feel that I am that. I can feel like, just talking about it now, I can feel like, I don't know, a nice feeling.
You just need to stop being what you're not. And this is how you do it, isn't it? Because you're already that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stop being what you're not, like being a someone trying to get there, then all that's left is the noumenon, isn't it? When the ego tendencies
just drop
dissolved.
The act.
Yeah. And it's just obvious that's what you are, and everything is you. Therefore, you are the cause of your reality, but not in a personal, you know, oh, I'm getting it wrong, blame myself kind of way. But you're back in control then, you know, and then you can get this clarity to just clear the rest of it up so much quicker, because you see that's how it works now. And that's how it's always worked. I've just been using that against myself, right? If I insist I need or I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
you. It's a lot more fun, isn't it, as well?
It is, yeah, it is. And just as one last aside, I sent you an email the other week just saying I was struggling and I was frustrated a bit with not being in the room as such, but I'm just to say I'm finding that a lot easier, and I'm recognising that I can, even because of what I am, I can ask you questions anytime. I can just sit on my own. It could be 3 a.m. and I can ask you a question, I can get an answer.
So. Good, because I'm not a person, you know, right? No. So, and there'll be a lot of people that are used to sitting in the room here with me that'll be struggling for the same belief, you know, again, struggling right now. Yeah. And that's why I think I was quite lucky in a way. I didn't have that opportunity to sit with a teacher. So in some ways, I had to push through this. It's good that you're pushing through it now.
Well, I'm getting my opportunity. I brought myself my opportunity, haven't I?
Exactly, yeah. Well done, well done.
Thank you.
Good news, good to hear, lovely.
Nice to see you all.
Anyone else like to ask or share something? Mike, yep. All right.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can, yeah.
Great. All right. So I don't have my picture on. I'm looking like a grunge college student from the 90s
right now. Let's not go there, yeah.
But on the other hand, that's the way I look in the interview on the recording. Anyway, so, but that's just going off what the last person talked about. It was doing some journaling and realization here. And just taking that a little bit farther. I mean, my issues with you that we've always talked about, a lot of it is my mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And to now really say, you know, as the noumenon, I only ever see myself. And you've said this before, there, the noumenon doesn't see any difference between any of this, all the issues that I have in it, and a supposedly peaceful, happy, well-adjusted, functional person. It doesn't see a difference between the two. Who I am doesn't see a difference between you. I only simply ever see myself and loving and seeing everything exactly the same. And then the realization was, you know, it's always been just me. There's never been a Mike being any of this. It's, and it, all these labels that society gives individuals, you know, competent, incompetent, you know, able, disabled, stuff like that, they're all just labels. There's never been any separate person being any of these things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it really just, I don't know, it is sort of, it's not really a question. It's more like nothing ever needed changing ever, really, did it?
No.
So, yeah. I mean, change may happen in the story and all, but nothing ever needed to change, did it?
Well, no, and you see the way that you're the unmanifest reality of all that is, appearing as all of this. And that natural appearance, the thrust of the appearance, manifestation, is always for more. You know, like nature is always growing everywhere it can. There's not like, where do you ever go where there's not a building and there's no nature growing over it? You know, it's just, it's always being more. It always wants more. It always does more. And life is like that. It's always on this thrust towards more peace and clarity and joy as a human being. And more outer abundance, you know, in all the ways it can show up. But if you take a human being's perspective and say, right now, if I just look at myself now, I'm not where I want to be. It can look unsatisfactory or imperfect, can't it? You know, and then, but if you see all the way through, if you could, you know, stop frame this eternal now instead of stop moment that mind is doing. You know, mine says I'm here and I want to be over there and I won't be happy till I get there. But there's just this continuous unfolding that's always in motion and it's always going to be getting better, except for where we're forcing it through our projections and it might seem to be staying the same. Then there is no perfect or imperfect from there, is there really? Because it's just how it looks right now is how it looks right now. And in that freedom, it can turn into something much faster, you know, and the whole essence of suffering is this idea of should, you know, I should be different than I am right now. Usually, you know, on a course like this, it's always, I should be more awake than I am, but it's already manifesting this moment the highest way it can, including you as a human being, isn't it? When you really grasp that, there's kind of a letting go of struggle and effort towards making things happen. And even maybe a realization, my desire for it to be better is actually slowing it down now. You know, and you've started to really step out of that, which is what's wonderful.
Yeah, and really, as the noumenon, I mean, like, my ego will always see a problem, but as the noumenon, I don't see any problems. Like, I don't see any problems. Even some of the most severe problems that an ego may see, the noumenon just never sees a problem.
No.
That needs changing or anything like that.
Yeah. Change is a concept of time, isn't it? And without time getting in the way of things, there isn't really any change. You know, you're not just that human being. You're looking from everywhere all the time. And what would you define as change then? You know, it's only the idea that I'm looking through one set of eyes only, and I seem to be in this corner of the universe, interacting with everything else, that makes change seem possible. You know, you get a sense of that.
Yeah, and when you talk about that whole idea of a snapshot of the universe, it's almost the whole idea of this should change, that should change, almost seems irrelevant.
Yeah, you can either focus on the whole ocean that you are, or you can look at the individual waves and say, that one's not big enough, or that one's, you know. But the ocean itself is not going to be interested so much in the individual waves. It's just one whole unit, isn't it? And it cannot be separate. And as that, you know, I am already all the things I would ever want to be already. You know, I'm appearing as that somewhere in the universe. And if I haven't done it yet, I will do in the future, you know, or I have in the past. And that sort of sinks in. There's less and less sort of ego drive. You know, ego's not wrong. I have to keep saying that. It's not wrong. It's just limited in its ability to perceive how reality is. And then to function adequately because of that. You know, it just becomes clearer that if I just leave my mind and body alone, they'll just evolve how I wanted them to anyway. And then therefore my outer world must reflect that too. And it becomes clearer, hopefully, that's what it's always been happening like that.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Good, good.
Great. Okay,
and it's a tremendous self-acceptance that comes with that, isn't there? Have you started to notice that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess feel it in my body. Just, you know, like, was there ever really a quote-unquote problem that needed changing from the perspective of what I really am? Especially, yeah, when you then expand that view to not just this location, but the entire universe. It's, I think we've said this before, like, if the noumenon is existence itself, the ego is that which says, you're not existing correctly.
Yeah, you're getting it wrong, like, actually. I'm not,
yeah, you're not, you, this whole existence thing, you're not existing the right way. Like, yeah. I'm existence. Yeah.
It's one of those where it will always seem to be imperfect from the ego. And there's nothing you need to do about that. You just kind of leave it alone.
Right.
So move away from it, not because it's wrong, just because it's better when you see it as the noumenon, and it's easier and it's much more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. One second, hang on. That worked out really, really well, right in the middle of that question. That's my delivery. Okay, Ian and Maggie?
You just touched on this, so I asked a question in satsang on Thursday, which I never asked. I didn't ask it as I wanted to ask it, and we covered it in a one-to-one yesterday about whatever reaction comes up. I've known for a while that nothing can touch me, I'm not suffering, but there is a sense of suffering, and there was a shouldn't within it. You shouldn't be upset, you shouldn't. So I cleared that with you yesterday. It was a lovely session. And since then, there's things that have been shown to me that There isn't a need for it to be different. I'm very accepting this is how it is in this moment, but there's also a, like you've just mentioned with Mike then, still a, in the next moment, it could improve and such like. And I've been looking at what that is within me. I was wondering whether you, if you can pick up on what I'm saying, if you can talk about what's going on there, or do you need more?
Sorry. Could you sit a little bit closer to the screen? Yeah. Would you mind? Thank you. Could you just give me a little bit more to work with?
In a couple of situations have come up, and now I'm able to see that there's no suffering, which I've known for quite a while, and the response that's happening within body and mind, which is minor, is fine. Mm-hmm. I'm looking within as to the issue for that to be showing in the outer world, so to speak, then there's still something to be looked at within. But at the same time, there's a recognition that it's perfect in this moment, and in the next moment, wanting it to be clarified more and deepened. Let's just talk about that. Do you get me now?
I think so. Where there's still a desire, you'll notice those will be the areas where life isn't flowing as smoothly. You know, life isn't just effortlessly upgrading itself constantly, which is the natural state.
Yeah.
So where there's still a desire, now where you are, it will be slowing down that manifestation.
Yeah.
So there's not, again, I have to say, because there's this big stigma in spirituality and definitely in non-duality that the desire is bad. It's not bad at all. You know, none of us would be in this class if we didn't have desire. But there will come a point where if it's held onto, it will pull you back into separation.
Yeah.
I want, first of all, is setting up a causality loop. I have to keep wanting this thing and never actually getting it, whatever it is, you know, and what it is irrelevant for the, you know, but for the sake of this conversation. But where there is still desire now for you, it will begin to, and for all of us eventually, it will begin to have the negative effect. Like right now, if I feel I want anything, it immediately starts to screw up out there. Immediately. Yeah,
totally get that.
Immediately, because it's just so foreign to what the knowingness is that I am. There's nothing outside of me to want. And again, there's nothing wrong with desire, but eventually that has to be transcended. And where it isn't being transcended, it is going to... you can notice it because there'll be areas where you aren't experiencing that surprise and delight.
So can I just jump in and ask then? So if there's something not, as you said, I can't remember the exact words you've just used, if it isn't running perfectly or seemingly not perfectly, then there's still that desire within me then? Even if it's not a conscious desire?
Yeah, it might not be, I want this. Let's say, let's just use a concrete example for the sake of this. Let's say you want more money, you know, because I'm obviously talking from my own, I want to talk from my own experience so that, you know, it is concrete and it's hopefully, it can be followed along with, you know, and as an example everyone can use. So let's say I want more money and I start to realize how reality actually works, and I realize that the wanting is actually making me have to keep wanting and not actually getting, and that wanting becomes intense enough, it becomes I need, So then I need more money is going to be my constant experience. Yeah. And yeah. Also there'll be lots of other ways it pops up then that I need, you know, it'll be sprouting everywhere in my life. So you start to see how causality works and you go, okay, is there enough right now in this moment? Yes, right now there's enough in this moment. Everything is fine right now. And as that now continues because there isn't a future, then it's going to continue to be like that, you know. So it's going to continue to be enough, adequate supply of whatever it is. And then the result of that is that more money will start to come in from somewhere, you know, if we're not defining where or how it needs to come in. And then what can happen is, which what I think is happening for you, is a subtle desire can creep back in, or, you know, sort of, it's working, I'm turning this around, but I'd like it, I want it to work faster. I want the rest of this to go away, the problem, you know. It's not turning around fast enough, so there'll be a subtle desire there.
Yeah, you know? I didn't realise that there was even a want, a desire. I didn't even realise it was there until the issue was shown to me. Mm-hmm. And it's not a huge thing at all, to be honest. It's quite a small thing, but
it becomes a huge thing because if you're feeling so very, very peaceful all the time, even the slightest little eat, it just becomes really unpalatable, you know.
Yeah, because our conversation yesterday, which was what, at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
I can't remember the time, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's feels very different again now. I'm not battling with that at all, which is what I would have done before yesterday's conversation. I'm not battling with it. There's no shouldn't going on. There's just a little second observation of it. Oh, there's something there still. That's fine.
Another thing that can happen as well, which is just worth saying, is when I started to actually step out of all these causality loops, you know, I want and I need is going to create a causality loop where I never get, and then I feel I need more. When I started to pull out of them, there was what was left of the ego was starting to really understand how reality works in a little, you know, think about it. And the desire surged even stronger because I finally realized I can have what I want. You know, that I was saying, that the ego is saying, well, I can get what I want. It's almost like all the desire that I'd felt had been suppressed because I'd come to this point where it just hurt so much to want something that never seemed to come. You know, for most of us, it's awakening itself, peace or whatever it is. And then there's this upsurge of desire because the ego is starting to realize, actually, it's all right to want what I want because I can have it now. You know, so there was that going on as well. There were desires that I had never really looked at and transcended, you know, because I started to believe I could have that stuff. You know, it was much easier as an ego to pretend I don't want anything and suppress that feeling than to feel a failure for not being able to make it happen. So there might be, the reason I'm saying this is because there might be some little things inside you that are popping up now, you know, that in ego's wish list of things it would like to be happy, that it now feels it's more equipped to get.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'll look at that. I'm not 100% sure where that is happening. I'll look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's just enough to look at where your life isn't functioning the way you would like it to be. You know, if it's not effortlessly unfolding with zero effort from you, I mean, not your body. Your body might have to do something. But zero effort from you, then there must be some desire in the way somewhere, really subtle.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be the, or any negative emotion will show you there's a causality loop playing.
Yeah, it's quite strange because I don't, I honestly don't, it's hard to say, I don't feel affected by it anymore.
And that's the subtle, I found as I got more and more peaceful and there were less and less of these things running in the software, it was harder to spot them because you're just kind of so far removed from it anyway, in terms of you feeling a lot of peace and some, you know, bliss and stuff. So sometimes they would be playing and I wouldn't even notice until some part of my life wasn't functioning properly. Something didn't turn up when I needed it to, or some, you know. So almost it becomes a little bit of a trap we get stuck in. The more awake we are and the better we're generally feeling, you know, we might not even notice that something isn't functioning so well.
Yeah. Yeah. That sums it up perfectly, actually. Yeah. Good. And the fact that you don't feel so affected by it until it's like there, you know? So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. I didn't realize you were waiting, Ian.
I've had a bit of like a penny drop moment. Sorry. I realize I've been hit by some vasanas that have come up again, and the ones that are quite like rich, I think it said I'm a bit ahead of the game with them, so I see them and there's not so much suffering. And I was going to say there's one vasana that seems to be like slips under the radar quite a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's not until somebody points out to me that I'm doing this particular thing again. And then sometimes it's quite surprising. And I think, oh, I didn't realise. But while you were talking to Maggie, I just realised that I always know when that persona's going on, and I try and bluff my way through it that I don't know what's going on. I try to like, almost I'm lying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know it's really going on, but I said, no, well, I'm not making much sense anymore.
You are.
I think you are, yeah.
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 You are.
It's like, I guess it's another subtle coping strategy. I think I'm doing all right with this particular vasana. And I say, it's not really happening. But deep down, I always know it's happening.
Yeah, your thoughts and your actions and how you handle it will show you where you're coming at it from.
Yeah.
So it's maybe just to look at, is there something that doesn't want to look at this and why?
Yeah.
You know, something's trying to hide from it somewhere inside. Maybe, you know, why? I mean, it's not something you have to tell us all now, but or at all, but just to look at inside, why might something be wanting to run away from this?
Yeah. It's the vasana where I tend to like, I shut down and don't listen to people and don't listen to conversations. But I think I make excuses for it, that it's just the way I am and all this kind of stuff. But really it's.
So the question,
I can see it's hiding a bit.
As soon as you've been sort of brave enough to share it, the question would probably be then, why am I, I'm noticing this, why am I saying I'm not, you know, what am I gaining out of pretending I'm not seeing it? You know, obviously not the noumenon, but some part of ego is playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. So have you two of Vidya? I don't know which one it is, or both of you maybe. you're still muted. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, me. you were talking about some part of your life.
Could you sit a little bit closer to the thing? Thank you. It's very difficult to... thank you. That's great.
You're saying about some part of the life might not function well. When I was sitting... The other day, or this morning, looking at just being in that space and contemplating not needing anything, and just looking over my life, but where the mind could say, well, or ego can say, well, I need some more orders in, and then this, And then it's like, no, everything's perfect. It's always perfect. And then just as I was sitting, I got this sense of, you know, wherever it's going to show up, it's just part of myself. So I felt really excited at it being almost like a game. And it really could not show up. It couldn't not show up, sorry. And it didn't really matter. It was whatever it is, it really didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Even though, yeah, it just felt like this can be, this is like a game. It's all happening within. And I don't know what I'm trying to say now. I'm not trying to control everything, really just allow it to be, well, it'll happen when it happens, and maybe, who knows? I really don't know what. And it's almost like this continuous thing anyway. It's like, reminded me when I was a kid and I used to play shots, and I would pretend I was the shopkeeper, and then I'd go around the other side and then I'd pretend I was buying them, you know. And it felt like that. It just felt like, well, you're making all these things, and then someone pops up and they might buy it, and then you give it to them, and then you get more money. And I really sat there thinking, what's all this for? This is like a game of, you know, you're playing on your own again.
It really is like that, isn't it, in a way? You know, when you realise you move from this idea that I'm just here and I need money to come in from other people, from whatever way, and we're insisting usually as a separate being it has to come from one this way, you know, my job or my work or whatever it is. In reality, it's trying to come from everywhere, from all these sources that we've no idea about. And then you realize, but I am all of these bodies, and money's just circulating around, or whatever I need is just circulating around. And you know, then you can just sort of like almost like a bird's eye view of reality. Everyone's paying everyone else. You know, I go into the supermarket and pay for my food, and then they use that money to pay their suppliers and their employees. Then their employees go and buy some food, you know, and then eventually it's just all always in motion, isn't it? The whole manifestation. And how could it fail to come to you if you are all of those bodies? How can life fail to provide if you are, you know, it seems very real if you're a separate being only in one mind and body only, that you could fail to get what you need from out there, because everyone else is independent of you, seemingly then, and you have no control over anything except your own efforts. And then you say, hang on a minute, you know, it's not really like that in reality. All of life is me. So all of life is moving to sustain and support this particular body, and any bodies that are dependent on this body, you know, and it just becomes so much more fun. You can just see, you know, I pay some this way and it comes in this way, and then I send some that way and some comes from over there, and it just, it's quite, it's like, I remember as a kid, you know, watching, having a kaleidoscope. I don't know if you ever had one like that. And every time you shake it, it looks a different way, doesn't it? Different appearance. And it's just, if you only close that picture down into one mind and body, you can really feel I want or I need. But then if you sort of realize what you actually are, it's just less and less possible to feel I want or I need. Again, there's nothing wrong with those feelings, but if you're just sort of trusting in that, life is going to bring you what you need, that what your body needs, because you don't need anything. You know, it's kind of just this relaxation that begins to happen, which I think is what you're describing.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it changes.
Nope. Mm-hmm. And the change always has to become more. It always has to be more, because you're infinite. You cannot go back to something you've done already. Always got to be more, and more ways it's coming in, you know, in terms of money, more fun, the way it's coming in has got to be more fun, mm-hmm. and it's got to give you more of a sense of contribution to others, and all of that has to be how it's functioning.
Yeah, that there was probably in the first part of the course when I started looking at that, there was beliefs around the money and borders and my conditioning of you're expected to be successful, you need to sell this much, or people would say, oh, you know, how many people have you got, or what are you doing? And it always sort of, I used to feel, oh, it's obviously not enough. And then there was the fear of, could I keep up? And, you know, I really want to focus on just being present and not getting too busy. So, but I watched how all this played, and if I felt I needed space or I wanted to get in the garden, I wouldn't get any clients. And then when I was, you know, doing things and I thought, oh, a few bills would come in, all of a sudden it just always happened on its own. It was just great. But now it's sort of like understanding the contextual field and that it is all just myself just popping up however it wants to, with seemingly feeling that's the way it is. I don't know, but it's just, yeah, in that space it's maybe intuitive. But it is that play, and it took the fear out of it. Absolutely took the fear out of it. But it just really doesn't matter how it, you know, if I had one, I'm still successful. If I have 100, I'm still successful. It really is irrelevant to that which is watching all the play. You know, it really didn't matter. You mentioned dysfunction. So I'll probably listen, well, I will listen to this again. I might have missed what you meant by, does that mean that there still has to be an area that you've got to feel like need to put attention on, or will it all just happen on its own anyway?
You'll just begin to become more aware of areas of your life that aren't effortlessly unfolding, you know, how you would like them to be. More aware where some belief must be getting in the way. And it always comes back down to an I want or I need, you know, it might be very quite subtle, but if just to ask the question, because you are the noumenon, if you ask the question how what belief is in the way here, it will have to be shown to you.
Oh, good.
You know, so because there's nothing that can block it, but or you can trace it back from the emotion you're feeling, you know, the story will be behind the emotion. So it's just more and more when you see how causality works and you get a bit more in you know, sort of a deeper understanding of it, you can see the belief that's causing the effect in your life, and you begin to just, there's a more of a natural trust and a trust in the spontaneity and the way that life is going to just move that way anyway, you know, and as you see, when I am more resting in myself and peaceful, then there's less desire anyway, and things function better from that place. Mm. And it kind of, your mind doesn't understand this, nobody's mind, because mine thinks that if I want something, that's what's brought it into my life. You know, my wanting it is the cause and it coming is the effect. And it's just not that way, you know, which it takes a little while to grasp, you know, that if I just don't want anything, everything comes. And I remember Christ saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And I started to really understand that after a while, you know, seek first what you already are, and then righteousness, not righteousness as in an ego being righteous, but the right feeling will happen, and then all else will be added unto you. You know, and he really wasn't joking about that, you know, so you sort of see that's the way reality works, and you get in tune with it rather than striving so hard to make something happen that was going to happen anyway, you know, actually, you know, which is a bit of a kicker to the ego, you know, I made this happen, I did it, you know.
Well, so does that relate with, I suppose really destiny is really to do with just the ego sense of doership, isn't it?
I'm struggling to hear you at the moment. Could you?
Like destiny is really to do with the ego sense that, or the doer, that there is a destiny. Does that apply?
Yeah.
So sometimes if we're not getting what I want, maybe it's just not, that's just not that way.
There's only ever two reasons we don't get what we want. And the first one is that it's not really what we want. We think we want that thing, but what we actually want is to feel the way we're going to feel when we get it. You know, so that's the first reason. And the second one is that it's just not what is right for us, despite what our ego thinks. Or some want or need is underneath that. You know, all of us inherently want to feel peaceful and happy. That's really all we ever want. And everything external that we want, even awakening itself, is really just to make us feel that way, isn't it? But in the absence of desire, you feel that way anyway. And then things just right themselves in your outer world. They just start to sort themselves out then. Wonderful, thank you. Lovely. Kat?
I think it's quite funny.
Could you, I don't know why I'm struggling to hear everyone. Is anyone else having a challenge hearing?
Hello, I've just been looking through my Zoom settings for my teaching, and if you go to the microphone and there's the up arrow next to it.
Yep.
And you can select that, and then right at the bottom there's audio settings.
Yep.
Click on that, and then if you
speak.
Go to speaker, fantastic. Yeah, you can put that up.
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you. Sorry, Kat, go ahead. Let's try. Yeah. Thank you, Amy. Yes, much better. I don't know why it suddenly set itself lower, but anyway.
All right. I found this quite interesting that lots of people talked about desire today, and that made me realize that I also have lots of desires, and some appears to be not common at all. For example, like desire for travel and experiencing new things. And that seems to be going right opposite way when you can't even go anywhere anymore. Yeah, yeah. Never mind travel. So, and it when I say to myself, well, it is what it is, and if it is right for you, it will come. But then I feel that if I never get it, it will make me very, very sad and upset. Therefore, I'm not too sure how not to want it.
Yeah. The thing to do is to recognize there is a desire there for that still. And I'd suggest looking at why you want it. You know, if you, let's just theorize now, if you were now on a world cruise, you'd be quite lonely because everyone else would still be on lockdown. But if you were traveling around the world now and having the time of your life and doing exactly what you want to do, how would you feel? And would you, would there be any states or emotions present that aren't present now? And that will tell you, to ask that question inside will tell you what you really want, right? Because if you felt to do that, there'd have to be a lot of things happen, wouldn't there? There'd have to be an excess of time, excess of money, excess of freedom, a lack of commitment, you know, sort of worldly commitments, and all of that would have to be in place if you were just gonna, right, let's go and explore. And obviously, I'm just kind of, I'm not sure this is what the desire is, but I'm just using it to explain.
No, I feel the first one pops up is a freedom, really.
Freedom, yeah. So what you really want is to feel free, you know. And therefore, if you're saying that I can only feel free when I'm traveling and we're currently in a lockdown, it's not really going to work so well.
No, it's not.
But we tend to, you know, mine says that this thing is the way, this is what I want, and this is the way it's going to happen. Mm. So if you can turn that around, I'm going to feel the way I want to feel now. And then all the ways that life can satisfy and agree with that feeling through causality. If I feel free and liberated now in this moment, then and I'm not agreeing at all that anything is missing from this moment, then life has to begin to give you exactly what experiences and situations that are going to match that. Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm just not sure how to feel free when I don't feel it.
So that's a good question to use and to look at. You know, why do I... all of us tend to skim the surface of this moment. You know, what is actually here in this moment? So even such a question as what is this moment, or what actually is here now, and diving deeper into this moment, you'll find there's absolutely nothing missing from it, and it's possible to feel right now the best that you could ever feel, so much so that nothing external at all would add to that. And I'm not saying you're not going to get what you want, but how can it come if you're still agreeing that you need or you want? What you're really saying with your energy is, I want to feel better because I don't already feel good or good enough. I'm not talking about unworthy good enough. I mean, I don't already feel in a high enough state. I'm not feeling like I want to feel. And you are so powerful. If you insist that you want to feel better, you're going to have to want to keep feeling better. I know it sounds like a real subtle thing, but I'm sure that you can understand. If you agree that there's anything wrong at all in this moment, then that has to be your reality, your experience. So a question was suggested actually by Marcy, which I hope she won't mind me sharing. Just asking, is there anything wrong in this moment? You know, is there actually anything missing or wrong right now? Because mind is sure there is, and it's always going to come with stuff. And the answer to that question should not be, you shouldn't stop at thoughts or feelings or even a temporary experience of feeling how you want to. Stay with that question until you feel amazing all the time. Right? When there is only you, everything you experience is you, everywhere you could ever go and travel to, even if you could book a trip to the other side of the universe or travel back in time somehow or into the future, there is nothing that can make you feel different than you are able to feel right now in this moment. And that's got to really sort of be become more and more clear, you know, that Even most of us are searching for awakening to try and make themselves feel better. I know I was all the time. all the while I was insisting that I'm not already happy right now as I am. It doesn't mean, mine doesn't like this because it says, well, if you accept this, you're never going to travel anywhere. You'll just, you know, that's what mine says. But
in lockdown forever.
Yeah, lockdown forever. But it's got to start from inside first, because out there is a reflection of in here. It's got to be that way. Like, let me feel amazing now and then see what happens to my whole life experience. All of it. If every day you're feeling so much peace and joy and happiness and surprise and delight at how you feel, imagine what your outer world is going to look like. You know, it's going to have to be a very different experience, isn't it? Can you sort of grasp that?
No, I understand. It's just sometimes you think, anyway, it's nothing need to change. I'm all, you know, because for a good while I was waiting for something to change for me to get closer to enlightenment. And then after a while, many years, I realized.
I only did that for about 10 years, don't worry. 10 years, but it didn't really work so well.
So I feel like I managed to stop wanting a change, or chasing, or waiting to change to happen for me to. And it was a moment where I thought, that's all right then. It's okay, good. But then I realized that obviously the desire is still there, so not as good as it could be, I imagine.
Just an opportunity to dive deeper into this moment. If I were you, I wouldn't stop diving deeper into this moment until you feel amazing all the time, no matter what happens, ever. Even the body going wouldn't impact you at all. You know, and that mind goes, oh God, that's the long way to go from where I am. But it's not at all. It's your natural state. Naturally, you're happy and peaceful and loving and joyful and all of that stuff. You know, so if you don't settle for anything less, firstly, you'll notice when a desire has crept back in. It won't be so sneaky, it can't really go under the radar, because it'll start to, you're dropping how you're feeling. Hang on a minute, something's going on here, you know. And then just noticing where I seem to want something because I think it's going to enhance my experience. But if you already are the noumenon right now, then you should be able to feel completely, I haven't been drinking, honest, completely free now in this moment. You know, and that's got to be possible, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like there could be somebody traveling around the world now, or even going up in a space shuttle, and seeing the Earth from up in orbit and how beautiful it is, and they still would not feel how you can feel in this moment, knowing consciously what you are. I'm not saying those aren't wonderful experiences, and that you're not going to have some wonderful experiences. But how can they possibly come when our energy is stating to the entire rest of the universe, I want to feel better? And then the universe has no choice but to agree, yes, you do want to feel better. Here, have some experiences to, like a lockdown or something. But even you started off this lockdown saying, I'm really quite happy with it because I've been given some time to sit and chill, and I've been wanting that for a long time.
I'm still actually, I'm quite happy for that part where I can, it's sort of allowed some freedom and some, you know, limitations of work, you know, been lifted, and I'm free and now to spend my time not in a structured must do this thing way. So maybe it is a step.
This is that coming. If you're feeling freer, then this desire is manifesting already.
Yeah.
It's just to let go of it completely now. What happens if I don't even want to feel free? I and actually just feel free.
Yeah.
And then see what happens. The whole universe will rearrange itself for you because you're that noumenon already. The universe is you, it's how you're appearing. It has to come from inside you first. If there's any idea at all that anything is missing in this moment, and yes, we'd all like to have more time, more energy, more money, whatever we need, but how can it ever come if we're stating energetically, I want,
yeah,
not I have, even I am, you know, I am everything I could ever want, I already am, because I'm everywhere. That is a very different experience as a human being to how most people function.
Yeah. Okay.
Same old advice as always, go deeper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go deeper into this moment. That's the simplest thing to do and it'll solve all problems.
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Barbara?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I kind of put my hand up without really knowing if I had anything to share because it kind of felt like a just do it because it doesn't really matter. Make any sense? Because, you know, me, I don't really share very much. So
it's lovely to hear from you.
It's the same. So lovely to be here. It feels like things are just 99.9% just flowing in the now, in that all of the thoughts that really have been the ongoing vasana, should we say, about there not being enough and so on, even in this situation where it seems like there'll be no tourism this year and, you know, there's no income, no benefits, the whole thing, there's nothing really there, which feels very, well, it's nice, I suppose, is the word. it's just now. And watching the situation here on the island, and it's Easter this weekend, it's the resurrection tonight at midnight, and kind of, you know, seeing that other people are suffering so much and actually not feeling any of it, though feeling a great deal of compassion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know what to say about it, really. Not even really going with desire. There's nothing coming up for me that I'm aware of wanting. Although one thing came up that I didn't want, which was that the house at the end of the land flooded in the very bad weather that we had and is still needing a lot of work. It's full of mud. So it's presented me with another on your own kind of difficult physical task, which wouldn't really be on my list if I didn't have to engage in it. Which brought up a clear desire that I want the situation down there to change, that it would really work for me now if the people that would normally be here would go and it could be rented summer and winter and I could fix it the way I want it to be, because part of it's got to be knocked down. I was quite surprised to see that there was a definite, no, it's time for change with that come off. Because for a long, long time, I felt very stuck around it. And now there's a definite clear, this is the direction I want this to go in. But not, it has to, not, there's no fight with it. It's just clear, I could make this nice if you let me do it. If, you know, that particular obstacle seemed to be removed. I don't know really what to say. And then, yesterday and the day before, I had a kind of incident came up with my partner where it was, although he's not living here now because of the virus, it was quite clear that he didn't really want me in the shop with him, that he would prefer, I'm going to say it's Mia, but it felt to me like, no, there's some kind of an energetic thing going on here. And decided just to walk away from it and come home. And sat with it for a bit and thought, well, there's a feeling there, like, you know, that feeling of that old familiar pain, that I could go into this now and be upset or I can just watch it. And it doesn't matter which it is because I'm still watching it anyway. So
yeah,
what would be the point really of going with it? Because it's being watched in any case. So now I think I'll go and brush the front yard. At which point he turned up and sort of said, what was that about? I've no idea.
Yeah, because you didn't go there energetically. It just resolved itself anyway. Yeah. You know, manifestation changed. Can you see that? And it's not like I'm avoiding ego because ego's way of looking at it is wrong, is it? It's just that it's just too much energy and too much fuss in the end to get upset about it. You know, when you so rightly say I'm watching it either way, you know, Noumenon's either watching ego pop up or not, you know. I might as well just let it be and see what happens.
And a few times it's kept coming up, remembering being with you and in the UK and sort of seeing that it was all illusion completely and deeper and deeper fascination with what that really means.
It's wonderful, isn't it? There's just a sense that I haven't been seeing reality, actually. You know, you sort of begin to become aware. I've been living in my virtual world, seeing everything through what I think is going on, which isn't really at all what is actually going on. And then it's a curiosity to actually experience what is true, you know, and there's this feeling, it started off as a curiosity and then it got quite urgent that I need to experience reality actually, you know, I just want to experience what is actually true. And that just opened up into something, well, I can't really describe at all, you know, reality, but when you've had enough of sort of seeing through the ego and you're not making the ego wrong either, it's just this gentle curiosity, isn't it, that blossoms.
Oh, you stuck. Yes. And it's lovely. Yes, and it's lovely. And then, you know, kind of as I'm realizing that everything seems just be flowing, to remind myself that even that flow isn't what I am, because remembering not to get stuck in that.
Yeah.
The idea that if, you know, I should always feel this good, otherwise there's a problem. Oh, I don't know what to say about it really, but it feels wonderful. That.
Well, good, enjoy it. You've done a lot of the work in the last couple of years to pull yourself out of those heavier egoic patterns, and it starts to bear fruit, doesn't it? And even if something pops up that needs to be done, like the damage from the flooding and everything, it's just a knowing it's going to get fixed somehow. Somehow it will get sorted, you know, and there's a relaxation in that, isn't there? If it needs to be sorted, it will be. Something will happen. And I can't possibly know what that is, and I don't need to either, but I just know it will.
And it feels wonderful because there's no time pressure. Like normally at this time of the year, with the stress of thinking about working 7 days a week all summer and knowing that even doing that can't make it and ends meet the whole thing. It's almost like all of that piece has just gone finished. So now that, although it's got to be sorted down there at some point, it just feels like, well, that it will happen as it's unfold. On the day that I feel I can do it.
Yeah, and it's like that's the way life works. You know, like I needed to go and do my garden. Some part of me has been avoiding digging the weeds in the garden. And before I would always beat myself up over that. You know, like, oh, the longer I leave it, the worse it's going to be when I finally do it. You know, and it's a small jungle growing out there now. And now I just noticed some part of me is avoiding doing it, and it'll do it at the right time, you know. And then I found myself out there digging the other day and having great fun, yeah. But without any sense of when it should be done, it just happens somehow. And all of life is like that, isn't it? It's unfolding like that.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, Beata, sorry the wait's a bit long. We've had a a queue of hands, which is lovely.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
What I would like to share is that in this whole process, what calls for my attention is my body. It's more like a sensation within the body. And I'm become really slow with it and realizing how much I've been suppressing or moving away from it. And now is this time where I know that I have to go through it like really fully. And it's very challenging. I didn't get used to be really present to it and also by myself. And I also see how much something is calling for trusting. To trust this process, to trust sensation. And I also notice when I'm really with it and I relate from it, I feel much more connected with life, much more alive. But has moments where I don't know how to navigate this. What really calls for my attention is my solar plexus, which is like full of edginess. But in the same time, when I drop any labels, what that means, it just feels alive. Yeah. And I wonder if that's the way just to be with it without any label and moving with the energy without possibly making sense of it and being open.
Absolutely. Yeah. What you've just said is so beautiful. All of us have a residue of frequencies inside that were generated when we thought we were a separate being, you know, emotions and energies and stuff that needs to, is every time it's come back up, we've handled it as an ego, which doesn't want to face it, you know, and that's natural for a while. But the biggest part of the work after seeing what you are, you know, is ever clearer seeings going on, understandings, but the most part of the work is just to love these energies again and to realize actually I have a human body, so that I can feel this, actually just give it permission to exist completely inside my body, which is not so easy at all as an ego. In fact, it's just not possible. As the self, as the noumenon, you can see this fear or this shame or this agitation or whatever it is, it's really just it's a residue from an old way of thinking about myself as a separate being and from experiences that have proved that to be true, how I feel about myself or the world, you know, through causality. And that now you can just finally allow those energies. And as you said so well, just to drop the labels. Like, what is fear if you're not labeling it? It came down to me, like my heart would pound. There was this feeling in my stomach and in the solar plexus. You know, my hands might get sweaty. And I thought, you know, this isn't really that bad. If I don't think about what I'm feeling and just feel it, and even if the thoughts are there, I don't have to agree with them so much. And if I couldn't step away from the thoughts and the labeling, I would ask a question. What really is this feeling? What is this feeling that I'm, you know, like you would self-inquire into what am I? There's a wonderful intimacy. What really is this thing that's been felt? And then there's a not knowing of what it actually is, and you directly experience it. And it's just a frequency then, isn't it? It's just energy that's trying to come back and be felt. And that's all it's ever wanted, but we weren't able to do that as an ego so much. The best we could do is tolerate it or express a little bit or something, you know. And you'll find that they, from that place, they dissipate, they transmute back into peace. And it's a wonderful, for me, it was like, it wasn't wonderful at first till I realized what was going on. And then gathering back together all the bits of my psyche that had fragmented into all these wants and desires and unfulfilled things and self-blame from not being able to wake up and, you know, unworthy, all of it just is asking to come back into your wholeness, isn't it? It wants into the party, so to speak.
Yeah. And because I'm not familiar with like really being present to it, what I'm realizing is like a lovely dance with it, like moving rather than moving myself away and not feeling and going really into the mind. But it's a new thing. It's definitely now coming through this inquiry.
Yes.
And a lot of asking for slowing down a lot. Yeah. And I'm recognizing that element, which is rushing. And that is also okay.
The ego is always trying to get to the next moment, isn't it? Because it would be better than this moment. But there's a wonderful intimacy with what's happening now as the self. Whether that would be labelled as a positive or a negative emotion or a thought or a feeling. And the self is just naturally, the way it loves is it wants to understand as a human being. Let's understand why this feeling is here and what does it actually want. And without the egoic motivation, which is, if I feel this, I'll get rid of it. You know, not even that going on, just what actually is this that I'm feeling? And there's just all these energies will move through the body, and each one you transmute, it goes back into peace. So there's more, every time one of these lifts, there's more peace, more joy, more love, more trust in the way life works, more recognition that none of this was ever true about myself. You know, I've always been this. That should be sort of deepening in the background as a knowingness as well. And there is a slowing down. You put it so well. It's just a beautiful appreciation for this moment, isn't it? It's probably the best way I can describe it, you know.
And feeling alive. Didn't know I can actually experience life in such an enjoyable way, even feeling the energy of anxiety or stress.
Yeah. And then there's nothing to fear then from that place. You know, we realize we've only ever feared feeling these things because we thought they would overwhelm us or something. But it's just happening inside the space of your being then, isn't it? It's a very different experience. And then there's a clarity to interact with the rest of life from that clarity. Everything is experienced with that same intimacy as you were just describing about the agitation or anxiety. Like, I remember realizing that I've never seen a tree before, ever. You know, I've only ever saw a tree through my own projections and insanity that was going on inside. You know, I've never seen anything before. And all of life is experienced from a place of wonder and awe then. You know, instead of, I know what it's just a tree, I know what that is. You know, I've seen millions of trees. You know, that, and obviously that, you know, and with other beings as well. I remember the first time I saw my sister, after I'd started to move through life this way. You know, theoretically, she's 2 years older than me. I've known her all my life. I know a lot of things about my sister, but I remember the first time I actually sat with her afterwards. It's like, I do not know anything about this being, and it's wonderful. You know, it's just, wow. You know, and mine's going, what? I don't get it, you know, but there's something, just fell in love with everything all over again. You know, and hopefully that's what you're starting. First, it starts inside, doesn't it, with all the energies that we haven't been able to accept.
Yeah, I had a glimpse of that when I start question, do I really, what I see is questioning whether I can really see the thing I see. You know, like whether it's my projection, what I see, or whether I really see them. And that is slowly, that inquiry also is starting in me. Yeah.
It just becomes, it's like a flower that just keeps blossoming ever greater. I know it sounds like overly poetic or something, but it really is like that. Life just gets so beautiful and it never stops getting better. And there's an appreciation of how real it seemed to be, an egoic sense of self, and how people are very caught in that. But also a knowingness more and more that that never was so, you know, and it's just all experiences as it actually is happening rather than through our projections. So it sounds like you're well on your way with that. And there'll still be difficult emotions that come up, even eventually just the raw energy of ego that's trying to get somewhere, some agitation, some restlessness, that type of thing. But it just, you can deal with it all the same way. It's wonderful. And once it's gone, you never have to feel that again, ever. you're just incapable of resisting anything, then you can maybe already sense that right now. There's nothing in me that wants to push anything away anymore. You know, even the bad things that mind would say.
Yeah, I can see that. It's just calling for opening yes. to everything. Yeah,
that's the magic word to enjoying life. Open. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. Wonderful. Well done. Thank you. Last but not least, Sheena.
Hello.
Hello.
You've probably actually just answered my question, really, but as like the past couple of days, I said a lot of bliss was coming up, and yesterday there was a lot, and I felt fine and everything, but then I knew that I had to go out and get some shopping because run out of food, and that had been like sort of like that for a few days, and I just then had this awful feeling that I didn't want to leave the house, and I'm not entirely sure what it's about but even it can be like if my son wants me to do something, I have this awful feeling. I'm like, I don't want to do that, but if I say no, he's not going to like it. So just this, I feel like I'm going more in to myself with because we're at home all the time. I think that makes it a bit. I like not having to go out.
Yeah, I get that completely.
Yeah. But it's just that awful feeling that comes up. I'm not entirely sure if it's fear of something or what it is. I don't really. But you're saying that I should maybe just like ask what the feeling is.
Yeah.
It's not like I want to go and do so. It's like I don't want to rather than.
Maybe there's some idea inside now that you're feeling a lot more peace and bliss, that to move outwards in the world or to do other things is going to diminish that. You know, there could be that. Because I know that crept in for me.
Yeah.
You know, we finally got what we've been asking for, which is to feel really good. Mm. And there's a sense of, you know, I'm just not going to feel the same in the middle of the supermarket on a Saturday afternoon as I do now.
Yeah.
So it could be that. But whatever it is, if you allow that in, as we were just saying, with that curiosity, what is this about actually? With that open curiosity of the self, it will. If it has a message to give you, like, oh, you feel that if you move around and do things, your peace will be diminished. And that, even if that is what it is, it's a necessary thing. It was only because I felt so good when I was at home on my own, and I had to go and do things. You know, life happens. That's the only way I push through that belief, because I want to feel like this all the time. I want to feel the same no matter where I am, no matter what my body's doing and who I'm with, whether I'm alone or surrounded by lots of people. I don't want to feel any different at all, and that must be possible. So that feeling that you're describing, if it is what we're thinking it is the beginning of that. This is amazing, and I don't want to lose it ever. You know, I want to feel this way all the time. And why isn't it possible? You know, that's of that can feeling.
Can it come up as a bit of a feeling of not feeling safe? Could that?
It could be. It could be that, you know, it could just be a bit of lingering fear as well underneath. You know, for me, when I transmuted a lot of the fear, it would still come up in the background a little bit every now and again, there was like a little bit of it left. I transmuted a lot of the big waves of it, you know, and then in the way that we were just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So just ask basically what this feeling is and allow it and feel it.
Yeah. And you might never find out what it is, but as you go into it and try to be really experience it as it actually is without the labels, it'll either dissipate and give you a message, you know, a story that you can then look at, or it'll just dissipate and it'll be gone. And then you'll remember what it felt like suddenly. It's just disappeared somewhere.
Okay.
Even right now, probably just from looking at it this way, it's probably lightening, beginning to shift and you know, get a sense of it's natural that when you start to feel really good that you want to feel that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just notice that desire. You know, it might just disturb how you're feeling.
Peace. Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. It's not true that you want to feel this way all the time. You are this way all the time. It seems like a really logical desire for mine to have, doesn't it? A really sensible one.
Yeah. I did start asking, is there really anything that can disturb my peace? I started asking that a bit as well.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, okay.
And just don't compromise. I'd say to everyone, don't compromise. Don't stop until you feel amazing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing can happen in here or out there that can disturb that. Even if there's fear and whatever, it's just felt in the middle of that peace and bliss at the same time. You know, it's a very different way to live, isn't it? It is possible. You know, it really is possible to feel that way all the time. And really, that's why we're doing this, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, have your cake and eat it. And, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Fantastic. Lovely.
Thank you.
Right. We're an hour and a half into it there. We will leave it there for today. Hang on a second. There you go. Right. I can do this. Next lesson on Tuesday, we'll probably bring up some more questions. So I will probably do this session. In fact, I'll definitely do this session again, same time on Saturday. I think it'd be helpful just to, and I'll continue to answer emails and things, but it's just really, really helpful. Hopefully you've all seen to share in a session like this. Everybody can see, hopefully, that we're all having very similar challenges and issues along the way. And that is part of it. And the sharing of it is wonderful. So thank you all for contributing to this and making it something wonderful. Lovely. You're very welcome. Thank you, Teresa. And I will see you all Tuesday. This will be uploaded to the hidden page fairly soon. Thank you very much, Ian, for making it all work, because I've no idea how to run a website. So thank you. And see you soon.